DW Africa Link.
Is Tanzania cracking down on the opposition ahead of elections? Well, human rights activists seem to think so, accusing the administration of President Samia Suluhu Hassan of using heavy-handed tactics against the opposition. The government denies these claims. However, on the ground, the leader of the main opposition, the Chadema Party, Tundu Lissu, is facing treason charges in court after advocating for electoral reforms ahead of October's general election. And it's not just him. His supporters and other opposition figures have also faced a crackdown. So what really is happening? And what does all this mean for the future of democracy in Tanzania? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Mica Jr. and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Tanzania's President Hassan will be running for another term in the October elections, which will also choose members of parliament. The ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi CCM party has been in power since Tanzania's independence in 1961, and there are fears that they want to maintain the status quo at all costs. The main opposition, Chadema Party, has been critical of the absence of an independent electoral commission and laws that it says favor the ruling party. At the same time, key figures from the opposition are arrested or clamped down on. For more on this, let's bring in Nicodemus Minde, researcher, East Africa Peace and Security Governance with the Institute for Security Studies, ISS, in Nairobi, Kenya. I also have DW's Mohamed Khalif. He's my colleague from the Kiswahili department. Hello and welcome to the Africa Link podcast, both of you. Let me start with you, Khalif. You know, help us lay the foundation. How would you describe what's happening to the opposition in Tanzania ahead of elections?
Thank you, Eddie. Actually, this is the seventh multi-party elections in Tanzania, starting from 1995. And ever since, it has been the ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi, that means Party for Revolution or of Revolution, which has been in power, of course, since independence. So what's happening now in particular, it is what has been happening maybe many election years. Though the situation now is very intense, I mean, it's not how it has been when it comes to crackdown on opposition. It's a bit tougher now. Of course, not at the time of Magufuli, about 6 years ago when he was in power. Late Magufuli did a lot of things more than what Samia Suluhu is doing now. But actually, the political picture of Tanzania now is what is happening most often in the time of election. That means undermining opposition, making it so hard for them to be active participants in the process of election, beginning from the, as we know, election is not just one action, not one act. It is a series of actions, series of acts, from registering the voters to the campaign, to the nomination of the candidates, and of course, voting. So every actor on this is being put into the hardship. So what's happening now in Tanzania is not new, but it has been so, but now very intensive. So that is the reaction. But then, of course, how it came to this point, Chadema, the main opposition party in Tanzania mainland, has a standpoint that due to the malfunction of democracy, I can call it so, for many years now, they don't trust the system. They don't trust the electoral system. They think that going to another election under this situation will be the same or even worse. If you look back, Eddie, to the three elections, municipal elections in 2009, the main election in 2020, and again the municipal elections on 2024, almost the Chama cha Mapinduzi ruling party got almost 100%, if not, of course, this 99% point. So it is, of course, 100% almost. And that is the flash. If you look back when it comes to how opposition was gaining some seats, some influence on the country, it is unbearable for them to see right. that now they've been put that so much far. So that is the background of it. So Chadema right. says we don't want to go to any election. Of course, we want to stop any election before making very fundamental changes in the system of election itself.
Right. And now he's Tundu Lissu, the opposition leader, has been accused of treason. But let me come to you, Nicodemus Minde. What impact could this trial and indeed Tundu Lissu's absence from the elections in October have on the political landscape in Tanzania?
Well, I think this is a watershed moment for Tanzanian electoral circle and democracy over the years in what we say post multi-party democracy, which began in 1992. And we can see a deterioration of these democratic trends over the years. But again, this, as my colleague has mentioned, is another new low for the country in terms of clamping down on the opposition and especially main opposition figures, the forced disappearance and the like. But on to your question on what this really means, the treason charges, actually, it's going to be a very difficult election, especially now that the main opposition and including its figurehead, that is Tundu Lissu, might be barred from the election because of the treasonous charges that are facing him. But again, in terms of context, it is also important to examine the reason of this trial. And of course, my colleague has mentioned it in brief, is that the opposition party Chadema has been calling for more reforms into the electoral process. And of course, the demand for a new constitution, among other important electoral reforms and legislative reforms, not necessarily with the intent to stop or not participate in an election, but it's just to put pressure on the government. So the treasonous charges that are facing Tundu Lissu will be sad in terms of Tanzania's electoral trajectory. And of course, a bit of context as well, the same opposition party, Chadema, refused to sign the electoral ethics code so that they cannot just rubber stamp an already flawed process. So it's a watershed moment, but it is also a very sad moment in terms of Tanzanian electoral democracy.
Right. You know, here's the thing. President Samia Suluhu Hassan was viewed as more tolerable, right? Abiding by the rule of law. And now Tundu Lissu accuses the president of clamping down on critics, similar to the late President John Magufuli's era. Do you agree with that, that that's the same thing she's doing? And what happened? Is she just a cut from the same cloth?
Well, I think it's not just about who is in charge, but the the whole machinery that is of the ruling party CCM, which has been in power for almost 60 years. So they are intent at maintaining power at all costs. So it's for me, it doesn't really matter who is on the top. Of course, after 2021, after the death of the president, we saw significant reforms that were initiated by President Samia Suluhu Hassan in attempt to bring closer, the opposition that had been sidelined. There were reconciliation talks. There was a reversal of many retrogressive laws and legislations. And there was a national conversation towards more tolerant and free electoral process, amongst other freedoms. But 2 years down the line, we see with the reality of a general election, we see she has really backtracked in most of these reforms. And there are a number of things that explain this. One is there is the opposition has gained a lot of traction, but there's also a perception that the ruling party has not been able to really deliver on its promise over the 6 years that it has been in power. And this really makes the ruling party apprehensive going into the election. But again, there are also internal party dynamics in which the president finds herself in that reality, which could have necessitated this reversal of the reforms that she had initiated.
Right. So just to be clear, How much have human rights deteriorated under President Hassan?
To be honest, quite a lot. If you look at global surveys on freedom, what we call freedom indexes, for example, the Freedom House Index that covers the entire globe and gives global trends. So if you look at Tanzania's case, for example, it moved from the partly free, which was not a very bad score in terms of civic rights and liberties. But we are seeing now over the past year, it has moved from partly free to not free, which again, it joins a league of countries that are authoritarian in categorization. So you can see the level of deterioration of human rights, the slowdown in democratic values and ideals, the way the government handles the media, and dissent, of course. And this is also highlighted by other factors such as forced disappearance of key dissenting voices within government, as well as other dissenting voices in civil societies, as well as opposition figures, as we are seeing in Chadema and the trial of Tundu Lissu most recently.
Right, right. Mohammed, let me come to you because, you know, we're talking about two key parties, the ruling one and the opposition, right? CCM, Chadema. Explain to an outsider the divisions along party lines throughout the population in Tanzania to let us understand why it's so hot and heated, especially in an election year.
Actually, as in many other African countries, the party line is not what describes here in the Western countries as the conservatives or liberal or socialist, or also left or right. Of course, there when it comes to categorization, Chadema sees itself as conservative, and Chama cha Mapinduzi ruling party sees itself as the left, of course, socialist on the left. But of course, when it comes to the practice, I can see it is vice versa. It is Chadema, which is in the left, and of course, it is CCM, which is in conservative when it comes to practice. Anyway, what is the bitter line between them? It is CCM, as Nico has said here, being so many years in power, almost if we plus the years before the formulation of the CCM as a party. It is about more than 60 years now, from independence up to now. Mm-hmm. No, more than 60 years, actually. And Chadema is an opposition party. So it is between the new and the old, between the new ideas and the old ideas, and the new guards and the old guards, those who want to come into power, seeing that there have been a lot of corruption after these 60 years, a lot of poverty, a lot of mistrust between the government and the population. So that is the party. That's the line, actually. It's not about philosophy. Mm. It's not about conservatism or socialism or left or right. Mm. It's about people distrust and being in power for many years.
Right. So because you talk about new versus the old, what is new about Chadema and what makes them such a threat to the ruling party?
New for Chadema is that, of course, many young people, of course, more of them in urban areas, the most, the so-called most educated, most those who know better than others. And of course, now the world is so, it's called the village, so people should know and learn about other things happening in other parts of the world. These are the new generation. And of course, they have got their demands. They see and they learn about what's happening in other parts of the world. They know about democracy. They know about human rights. They know about development. They know about economic freedom and so on and so forth. And this, for them, it is a very important thing. Unemployment, of course, Tanzania is among the countries which has a lot of, that means more than 70% of the population is below 30. In this case, then, of course, you've got the huge number of people who are not who are not employed. Life is tough for many people. So that is where all this comes to be honest. But that is how I look at the problem. It is more economical, of course, being intertwined with the social problems, but that is it.
Right, right. Nicodemus, so how can the trial of the main opposition leader, Tundu Lissu, impact the credentials of Samia Suluhu inside and outside of Tanzania?
Well, I think they have really tainted the image of the country, both domestic, regionally, and of course internationally. You must have seen the uproar that was as a result of the trial and the arrest and the deportation of Kenyan and Ugandan civil rights activists who came to watch the election, to watch the court session, the trial process, and the manner in which the Tanzanian government really handled these people. Then it can just give you, you know, just this is just but an indication of what has been going on in the country for many, many years. But again, I want also to really chime in on the question of the CCM as a party, the dominance that it has held for many of these years. As I've studied CCM dominance for my PhD, and this is a party that is deeply entrenched into the heart and souls of the people, and they would not want at any moment to really lose this foothold of power. But again, what really Chadema stands for is acting as an alternative. And most of this time we find the key message has been about reforms and, of course, electoral reforms, which has been one of the key reasons as to why the CCM has been in power for this long. And one of the things that actually really ails the country has been the question of a very old constitution. And, you know, Chadema really speaks again and again about the need for a new constitution. Right.
But still, the CCM party is expected to retain power following the latest development. I mean, one can argue whether the stats are rigged or not. But still, no doubt, it remains quite a popular party, right? The CCM. What makes it so? Nicodemus.
The popularity of CCM, or, you know, it depends on who you ask whether it is popular or not. But I think for me, I would categorize it as a dominant party, not necessarily a popular. But again, if you are to now maybe really unpack what you have just asked, maybe its roots based on Tanzania's liberation, because actually it's a party that came after, you know, the Liberation Party, TANU, and through a political merger with yet another party in Zanzibar to form the CCM. So you can say maybe this can be attributed to, you know, that entrenchment, or if you may use your words, that it is a popular party. But again, there's for me, I don't want to really debate whether it is popular or not, but I think it is just an entrenched dominant political party which has over the years used electoral dominance and, of course, a lot of violence to maintain its foothold on power.
Mohammed, something that Nicodemus mentioned earlier, you know, the deportation of Martha Karua, who's a prominent Kenyan figure, you know, she was deported from Tanzania to prevent her from attending Tundu Lissu's court case. You know, it raises questions about the level of international scrutiny on this issue. Is the case being closely followed in neighboring Kenya and indeed other countries? And what does this mean for the global community generally?
It means that the reputation that Tanzania used to have when it comes to its internal matters, people tend to look Tanzania as a one peaceful, democratic, progressive country. And now this case of Tundu Lissu and what is and the surroundings, that means deportation of Kenyan activists and lawyers, and of course, I think that's happening now put Tanzania on the spotlight. And if you look at the press statements given out by the international community organizations like IDU, the International Democratic Union, the ICJ, the International Committee of Judges, and others, they are all speaking negative about what is happening in Tanzania. And that's not good, actually. It means now the international community is looking at Tanzania from other angle, from other direction, which it didn't used to be so.
Right, which brings me to you, Nicodemus. As Mohammed is saying, there's been some criticism, right? Western countries and the EU have called for Lissu's release. Is that enough pressure, or is the government standing its ground?
Well, I think for a start, I think that is good pressure. Other than what my colleague Mohammed has spoken about, we have also seen the European Union Parliament debate and discuss this issue in Parliament, in the European Parliament. We have also seen a number of prominent ambassadors who have been speaking against this, which is, again, good international pressure. But again, we saw that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Tanzania really issuing a press release, which again downplayed or dismissed this, calling saying that Tanzania is a sovereign nation, which again really adds to the fact that probably they're just ignoring the president yesterday when she was speaking about all that has been happening. Of course, she treated that with a bit of saying that the Tanzanian affairs should be left to Tanzanian people, and that she's actually just protecting the security and the sovereignty of the country. So you can see that maybe there's need for more international pressure, but again, there's also need for the country itself domestically also to really put pressure. But again, it is also up for the government to really discuss some of these issues and see if they can come to some form of a middle ground as the elections approach.
Right. Now to the big question. What is the future of Tanzanian democracy? Is it at risk or standing the test of time? Nicodemus.
To be honest, as a democracy scholar and one who has really studied Tanzania, I think it is at risk.
Summing it up, as Nicodemus says, seems as things stand, democracy in Tanzania is at risk. We'll keep tabs on it and see how things develop. Nicodemus Minde, researcher, East Africa Peace and Security Governance with Institute for Security Studies, ISS, in Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you very much for your time. Also, DW's Mohammed Khalif. Thank you. All eyes are on the trial, as its outcome could significantly shape the future of democracy in Tanzania. In the meantime, we've sought the perspective of some sympathizers from the ruling party. Chama cha Mapinduzi. Sorry, I'll take the line again. In the meantime, we've sought the perspective of some sympathizers from the ruling party, Chama cha Mapinduzi, on why they believe opposition leader Tundu Lissu should be released from jail and allowed to participate in the upcoming elections.
I have faith in our courts, and Tanzania is governed by the rule of law. We don't just act carelessly. So we let the courts do their work independently. If Lissu has a case, then I truly believe that he will be given the rights just like any other Tanzanian. I think we shouldn't turn the courts into a political battleground.
Tundu Lissu is not the first person to face treason charges. You know, regardless of our political differences, we expect a fair judgment. Everything outside there is just the usual political tension.
Lissu is a citizen and he deserves justice, and his case is ongoing. If there is no evidence for the treason charges against him, then he will return to public life, he will continue with politics, and for now, let us all allow the court to do its work without too much outside pressure.
In this case, I believe justice will be served, regardless of political affiliation. Even if it takes time, I know Lissu will get his rights. For us outside the courtroom, this is not like the time for provoking words. We truly need to be patient to allow.
Those were the voices of some CCM sympathizers. Tundu Lissu, during his court appearance, encouraged supporters to not be afraid and made victory gestures. Investigators asked for 2 more weeks to complete investigations. The trial will proceed on the 2nd of June. And that wraps up this episode of Africa Link. Please share your thoughts with us. The trial will proceed on the 2nd of June, the 2nd, and we will keep you posted on any changes. And that wraps up this episode of Africa Link. Please share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget to click follow and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
DW. Made for Minds.